Bless my heavenly Father, would you bless this day and understanding the word, that we would rise up and become the kind of people that you've called us to be. And Lord, I ask you to bless you today, especially on Hill and Sherry Woodlands, as we just honor them for the service they've given to this community, to the church, to other schools. Father, we'll live their life together. Lord, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And then in verse 22, it says, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light.
Evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? And this section that we're in goes on for quite a ways. You know, it goes into the section next where it says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will love the one and hate the other, or despise the one and cling to the other. And so, and then it continues on past that about seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and so forth. And so the prelude, the parade of verses that lead into that whole seeking first God's kingdom section are these ones that we're covering last week and today about laying not up for ourselves treasures on earth, but in heaven. And then this next part, where the light of the body is the eye, if therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. And again, it just means that you have one bank account, you know, not two. And you're always depositing in that one bank account. And that way you don't have the concern for how well that second account's doing. And the one you're depositing into is that heavenly account. And so this little section is a section that has a lot to do with the kind of double-mindedness that we as humans are prone to in life. I mean, all of us are. And so, how many of you, you know, you have a situation come up and you worry about it for 10 minutes and then you reassure yourself for 10 minutes. Then you go back to worrying about it for 10 minutes and then you reassure yourself for 10 minutes. Or am I the only one? Okay, right. So we do that kind of thing. We're just by nature given to double-mindedness. And so what the Lord Jesus is saying here is that he's saying, I want you to experience the freedom that comes from single-mindedness. You know, if you just figure what's the worst that can happen, what is the worst that could happen in a situation? You could all die, right? Okay. Well, I guess then I don't have to worry about it anymore. You know, you just kind of figure, all right, now I can be single-minded. What's the worst that can happen? Maybe I lose all my money. What's the worst that can happen? Well, maybe I lose my house. Maybe we all die in a fiery blaze, but then we're in heaven. I mean, worry in and of itself is you know, a false concern in a lot of ways, because we're held in the palm of his hand. And so what causes us oftentimes to be double-minded is that we have these conflicting cares, and it impacts everything. You know, we want to give mercy to somebody, but then again, we need to hold them to account. I mean, there's so many things where we are halting between two opinions, right? And we want to forgive, but then on the other hand, we, you know, want to make sure. And it's always a challenge. We want to give, but then we do have this obligation over here. And so we're always being caught between a couple of different things. And what Jesus is saying is, I want you to have a single focus, a single purpose, because that's how you'll run the race the best. That's a good point. you have to focus on the finish line. Now, I'm going to use my son Jonathan as an example. Jonathan was in a track meet recently, and I saw him run a couple of races. And one race I saw him run, he was running, and there were these other kids running next to him. And the finish line was up there, and Jonathan's face was like this the whole time. And the kid next to him, if the kid next to him sped up, Jonathan would speed up just enough to stay in front of him. And so then they got close to the finish line, the kid sped up even more. Well, then Jonathan just sped up more. I was surprised that he didn't just fall on his face because he wasn't even looking ahead of him. He's just running like this, looking at all the other people. And that's how we often run, you know, in our lives. But then he was in another race that day. And his brother, Andrew, was going to hand him the baton because it was a relay race. But Andrew accidentally stepped on Jonathan's foot as Jonathan was taking off. And so Jonathan went from about first place to last place real quick as he was tumbling on the ground. By the time he got up, everybody was way ahead. So I'd never seen him run so fast in all my life. I was like, wow, that boy can run. Because, you know, there was nobody to compare himself. Now all you had to concern yourself with was trying to get to that finish line. Because you knew there was nobody to look at. And you know what? You know where his face was? It was like this. It was just going as fast as he could. And it was amazing how quick he could run. And you run so much quicker when your eyes are on the goal than when they're just on what's happening around you, when they're just on the person next to you and what they're doing. Run the race, Paul says, so as to win. And so single-mindedness is so important for that purpose. And I want everybody to, including myself, to experience the freedom of a life that is free from double-mindedness. The light of your body is the eye. And that word light means lamp. And so, you use a lamp to illumine something, right? And that's what this means. So, it's basically saying the things that you look at are the things that your soul is going to be full of. Because the eyes, they're illuminating, they're bringing into your soul whatever they're looking at. They're the lamp. And so, the light of the body, the lamp of the body is your eyes. If therefore your eyes are single, which means wholesome, good, simple, then your whole body shall be full of light. So if your eyes are single, then what you're looking at, it'll be full of light. It'll fill you with light. But if your eyes are evil, your whole body shall be full of darkness. And the word evil means toilsome. Toilsome. You know, if your eyes are constantly back and forth looking at this and that, the gaze isn't single, but it's a multitude of things that you're always looking at, and it causes you to pause. It always causes you to halt between two decisions. When your eye is evil, then your body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is dark, how great is that darkness? And one of the reasons that people become great is because they have a single focus. How many of you know of somebody in your life that could have been great at something, but the problem was they were so good at so many things, it was hard for them to focus in on any one thing. And the secret to greatness is rarely becoming good at many things. Usually the secret to greatness is becoming great at one thing, at one focus. And what the Lord wants us to do is He wants us to become great in His kingdom by having a focus that's on Him, that's on heaven, that's on our heavenly bank account, that's on the treasures that we can get, that's on the one race that we're called to run, that's on the one finish line that we're called to cross, and that's what He's calling us to do. If the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? One of the greatest, I think, darknesses that people experience is the darkness of confusion, the darkness of double-mindedness, when they don't know what to do. They're caught between different opinions within their own heart. They're unsure. And it's interesting because when you read the book of 1st and 2nd John and you see the single-mindedness of the aged apostle and how he was so focused in on very simple things. And I think in the end, the quality of our Christianity will have more to do with how we can excel in the simple graces of Christianity than in the complicated nuances of our religion. Amen? That's what gives you the power to be effective in the lives of others, to be a transformative power in their life, is because there's something in you that's mastered something so simple and so singular that it becomes a transforming force in the life of those around us. And so we're going to stop right there. Heavenly Father, I ask that You would just bless us with the understanding that we can be free from double-mindedness and that we can have a single focus. And Lord, today as we just honor and celebrate with Gil and Sherry, the career in teaching, just an example of that single focus that Gil has had all these years to educate children. And the way that he's done it out of his own heart with a commitment to it is an example to every one of us of the kind of far-reaching effect that a single focus can have. And Lord, I just thank You for all of this. In Jesus' name, amen.